Switzerland! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Going to try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
So that's why this is such a fun radio station to do radio on. You get that nice last segment there with Fred and AJ. We're talking music. Those guys show a lot of respect to the game of soccer. We appreciate it. And that's fun stuff. By the way, Aaron, that is classic producing, rolling the end of the show with the song from the band The Wait.
I mean, I try to pay attention to what goes on the shows at work.
Nah, that was brilliant. It's true brilliance. The fact that you're paying attention is brilliance. You know, there's all types of producers.
My job.
You want to? Well, it is, but not all producers do that all the time. I would say everybody I work at ESPN 97.5 has, but that was fantastic. So anyway.
Well, thank you for that.
Thanks for that. I appreciate that. That was great stuff there. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 on the air, presented by John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they bring you this show each and every week. Call-in number tonight is 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, Facebook Soccer. I want to take a lot of calls right now on Bayern Munich winning the FIFA Club World Cup today against Tigris 1-0. 54th minute goal from Benjamin Pavard. And let's get the calls rolling in today. Personally, this is a big moment for Tigris. They do something that nobody else has ever done, that is get to the FIFA Club World Cup final. And they're not only at the Club World Cup final, but they are taking on the best team in the world, in Bayern Munich. I'm going to get to some phone calls here real quick, but I just want to kind of lay out my thoughts on this game quickly here. Couple of things. First, for Tigris, this is a historic moment. It's a huge boost to their brand, getting to the final of this FIFA Club World Cup. Nobody's ever done it before. It's a big bar raiser for all the Liga MX teams. It's a big bar raiser for all the teams in CONCACAF. It's a big bar raiser for every team in Major League Soccer because they take away tremendous exposure, tremendous opportunity, and a good financial reward for doing what they've done. It was a prideful performance. I was never in doubt today that Tigris would compete with Bayern Munich. It was a valiant effort, again, against the number one club team in the world. And the first clown in South America that criticizes Tigris, or the one guy that wants to be different and show himself off so he can get a few more hits and likes and is a media whore. The first guy to do that's foolish, because Tigris, this was a very, very good account for them. Sixth title for Bayern Munich under Hansi Flick. They dominate everything statistically. They did this without Thomas Müller and Leon Goretzka, who are out with COVID-19. Jerome Boateng also left the team after a former girlfriend of his he broke up with. This is so tragic. Committed suicide at 25. So Tigris had to do things very differently today. And I'm going to tell you about that. But right now, let's go to the phone lines. I think we're going to start it off with Nathan. Nathan, what's on your mind?
Auf geht's Bayern Season 2, Season 2, Season 2, Auf geht's Bayern Season 2. Glenn, thank you so much for taking my call. Just wanted to give a big shout-out to my family, FC Bayern Fan Club of Texas, especially here in Houston. Shout-out to my big brother, Justin, and I just wanted to quickly comment on the game. I think today it was just amazing. Looking at how we dominated possession and how Tigre has really made it pretty difficult for us, but we were still persistent, and I still say that goal for
Robert Lewandowski, as Thomas Mueller would say, should have stood. But, you know, thankfully we got the one back with Pavard. And
The Joshua Kimmich, the one Kimmich hit where they deemed that Robert Lewandowski was influencing the play. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, but it's just been historic. I mean, especially during the pandemic, with everything that's been going on, for us to win this historic six titles is just so amazing. Credit to Hansi. I haven't seen man management skills since Jupp Heynckes days. And credit to Tigres for being the first Mexican team in CONCACAF to reach the final. And with that, Glenn, I'll leave it for your listeners, and I'll leave you with this song I've been working on. There's only one trouble team, FC Bayern München. There's only one that reigns supreme, FC Bayern München. You guys have a great night and keep up the great work, Glenn.
All right. Thank you. That's a tremendous way to start it off tonight. I absolutely love that. I'm smiling from ear to ear here because of what Nathan just did and that passion. Now, that is the Bayern Munich supporters group that's here in Texas. And, of course, we are full of Tigres fans here in this area of the country with our proximity to Monterrey, Mexico. And, Tigres fans were all over this today. So I'm hoping to hear from Tigres fans as well. 713-780-3776. The president, I believe, of that club is on the line right now, the Bayern Munich Texas supporters group here in Houston. He is Justin. Justin Gardner joins us now. Justin.
How you doing, Glenn?
Buddy, I'm doing great. We just had one of your compadres, Nathan, just call in, do a bit of singing. had a wonderful take. Big day for Bayern Munich. And it's kind of ironic that you're in a city here where there's so many Tigres fans as well.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. And, you know, we knew that this would be a really big game for, I mean, really the state of Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay. We knew it, a lot of fans here and knew that this would be a big thing for not just our fans, but for a lot of individuals throughout, and yeah, it was really just incredible to see our guys just fight against a really tough Tigres side.
Second Club World Cup win for Bayern Munich. They do it today. They beat Tigres 1-0. We're talking to the president of the Bayern Munich Fan Club of Texas. It is Justin Gardner. You can hit them up on Twitter at @FCBayern_Texas or Instagram at @FCBayernMunichTexas. Justin, you know, with COVID-19 and everything, you know, how do you keep your group together? Where are people watching games? I'm assuming a lot of people are watching their games at home, but how do you keep sort of the joie de vie going with the supporters group?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, we went from a 2019 where we had Bayern come to NRG and beat Real Madrid 3-1. Fans from all over the nation coming in, and we went from that into a 2020 where we sacked that. Well, so the end of 2019, we sacked our coach and then brought in this Hansi Flick, who no one really knew how that was going to work out. And then it did. You know, it ended up being a very, very incredible thing. Yet then COVID happened and kind of spoiled a lot of the togetherness that we expected to have. But I would say, you know, at first we were doing a lot of Zoom calls, statewide Zoom calls, and Bayern, just the way that they engage their fans is just incredible. I reached out to them, asked them if they would be interested in sending, any type of rewards or prizes. We could run a weekly Zoom call for the match with, some type of predictions contest that, you know, whoever won that would get the thing. And they sent some pretty incredible things. Even a former Bayern staffer sent a Goretzka game-worn jersey in the Schweinsteiger testimonial match there in Allianz Arena. So just things like that, it really engaged, you know, it's difficult, you know. People still want to stay at home and be safe, which we support. Sure. But we're definitely trying to find ways to engage our people.
713-780-3776, the number to call in. We're talking to Justin Gardner. He is the president of the Bayern Munich Fan Club of Texas, at FC Bayern underscore Texas, to learn about them. And if you want to be a part of it, it's a game that Bayern Munich dominates. 55% of the possession. They had 17 shots, 8 on goal. Only one shot on goal for Tigres in this one. There was a really interesting moment here, and this just kind of reminds us, and this is something very Bayern here, when they take off Kingsley Coman, they take off Leroy Sané, they take off Robert Lewandowski, they bring on Douglas Costa, Jamal Musiala, and Eric-Maxim Choupo-Moting. Now, bear in mind, this is in a game where not available is Leon Goretzka, not available is Jerome Boateng, and not available is Thomas Muller. This is incredible stuff and just really exemplifies the depth and the level that Bayern Munich is at right now in worldwide soccer.
Yeah, they definitely have depth. I think as far as our wings go, I mean, can you get more depth than Douglas Costa, Leroy Sané, Kingsley Coman, and Serge Gnabry? I can tell you, a lot of people were pretty surprised to see at least Rob Lewandowski, who's obviously been dubbed the greatest striker in the world right now, be taken out of the game with 20 minutes to go. That was pretty shocking. At the same time, I just feel like sometimes things work out a certain way and sometimes they don't. But with Hansi Flick, what I always say is with Flick I stick. So yeah.
Well,
whatever
he
came in 68 matches and 6 trophies. I mean, it's pretty incredible what he's been able to do. So whatever he decides, I support.
It is pretty incredible. 713-780-3776. Justin, really appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you. And again, one more shout out where people can find you on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. At FC Bayern Texas, at FC Bayern underscore Texas. Glenn, I appreciate you having me.
All right, Justin Gardner weighing in there. Thank you very much, Justin. Again, there, another example of what we got in Houston, a Bayern Munich, Texas fan club. It's a global club. These are all potential Houston Dynamo fans. We got all the Tigres fans here as well. I want to hear from Tigres fans tonight, 713-780-3776. Don't be quiet, because you're not quiet when you go to BBVA Stadium. You're not quiet when you support your team. So call into the show, Tigres fans. There is nothing to be ashamed of today. Tigres stood up to Bayern, went toe-to-toe with them. It is a very prideful day with them. I thought Carlos Salcedo played very well. We'll begin to get a little bit deeper into that. Let's go to another caller here at 713-780-3776. Yancey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, good evening, Glenn. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment real quick on today's game. I've been a lifelong FC Bayern München fan. Can't even remember the first time I really got into it. I grew up playing soccer, so they've been my favorite team ever since I started playing. In general, though, I'm a soccer fan, and I was definitely impressed with the way that Tigres played today. Definitely exciting game, back and forth. Sometimes these tournament games, especially ones that may not be quite as meaningful for some folks to watch, aren't all that exciting, but it was a really fun game to watch. I think both teams represented themselves as well as their regions extremely well. And I have favorite teams from different countries, especially in Europe, because I kind of focus on that. But, if I were to pick one from Mexico, Tigres definitely would be a fun team to follow. So hats off to them for putting up a good fight. And, of course, FC Bayern for winning their 6th trophy is pretty amazing.
No question about it, Yancey. Anything else you want to say before I let you go and we hit a break here?
No, thanks again for having me on. And if you guys are interested in soccer and don't have a team, just come out to the FC Bayern fan club. Justin, shout out to him. He's our chairman, and really appreciate everything he does. And if you guys are looking for a home, just reach out to him on Twitter, and we'd be glad to have you.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much, Yancey. We appreciate it very much. And Yancey brings out a good point. This was a very good game today. This was a good watch. There was nothing to condition this and its importance around. This was a big deal. It's a big deal for Tigres. It's a big deal to win a sixth cup if you're Bayern Munich. Never for a second did I not think Tigres was going to produce well today, play well, and show well. Never. I heard people, oh, Bayern's going to blow them out, and I'm like, you're not watching close enough. Yeah, that's why we've been on the air 18 years on the radio. Taking a break here. It's all brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Big shout out also to Advantage BMW Midtown. Taking you to break here with LCD Sound System. And we're going to come back and we're going to continue to break down. Tigres, Bayern Munich. Call 713-780-3776. Tigres fans, where are you? Silver mountains rising high in the clouds. And
hi, this is Oliver Luck, and you're listening to Soccer Matters on 97.5 with the irrepressible Glenn Davis.
You know, when I think of Houston professional sports, how is not a ZZ Top song played at every single Texan game, Rockets game, Houston Dynamo game? I mean, isn't that a good shout, Aaron? Don't you think that's a
you
fair
know,
point?
It's interesting because we had this talk on the Blitz yesterday with the whole national anthem being played, and we all wondered, you know, do they play God Save the Queen before every EPL match? And I did some just quick Google searching. It turns out each team has their own, like, theme song that they play or fight song that they play as, you know, before the match.
Yep.
And I kind of like that idea, and I would like that would be a good thing for, you know, the Dynamo to come out to a ZZ Top song, or the Rockets to go out to, like, a Mike Jones song. I like this idea.
Yeah, and you're talking about their locals. I mean,
yeah, you've got some great Houston artists.
I mean, Billy Gibbons should be playing the national anthem at a Dynamo game. I'm sorry, he's one of the greatest rock guitarists in the history, and these guys created their own sort of brand of blues. And I know my good friend Ruben Dominguez, if he's listening to the show tonight from Fox 26, he is a huge ZZ Top fan. But yeah, it just makes so much sense. And it relates to our city because these are people that have carved out their careers here and have become synonymous with our city, right? I mean, who is playing at the Super Bowl? ZZ Top. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I like that idea. Each, you know, every city, you have one of your locals, that be your, pick one of their biggest songs and make that your anthem for your team.
Yeah, I mean, just so creative. You can get so creative with this stuff. I don't know. I don't know how ZZ Top has missed out on a lot of that stuff. Just too big, too important. I mean, you see Billy Gibbons around town. I mean, I remember seeing these guys around town in the 80s and the 90s. And you know, I have a great Billy Gibbons story, and then we're going to get back to Bayern Munich and Tigres. So I was living in the Heights. And, you know, I had a ritual before going to the stadium to call Dynamo games. You know, I have a suit and tie on. I walk into a coffee shop. Who strolls up behind me with the skull cap on but Billy Gibbons? Came in like a big long car. It's really cool. Yeah, and I'm not one of these guys that's, you know, I like to give people their privacy, and I've learned about all that stuff. Doesn't faze me. But when it's a rock star, it's a little different, you know, and he looked like he was in a good mood, so I said to myself, well, I'm going to say something to Billy Gibbons. And I started a conversation with him, and I said, you know, I grew up in New Jersey, and when you guys began to hit it big with Fandango and some of the stuff that was making it up to the East Coast, we heard that song, Tush. And it just has a great opening riff. And, you know, he's listening to me, and I'm getting into the story. And I said, the funny thing was a bunch of Jersey kids. One of my friends goes, I said, man, who's playing this music? And then one of my friends goes, man, it's a bunch of cowboys from Texas. And, you know, we were all Jersey kids, so we didn't know the whole Texas thing then. But we learned it really quick. And I think we saw them play in the Felt Forum or the Garden when they were doing the thing, when they were bringing the Longhorn and the Rattlesnakes, and they had the vulture behind the drummer, Dusty. Not Dusty, Frank Beard. Yeah, it's cool stuff. I mean, it's Houston. It's Texas. So it's good stuff. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's get some phone calls here. Bayern Munich Tigris, that was my Billy Gibbons story. I don't think I told it very well. I hope somebody liked it. Again, you can hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook Soccer Matters, or glenndavissoccer.com. The Joshua Kimmich goal here today. So Lewandowski's cutting across the face of goal. He gets himself out of the way of the shot. Now, there is absolutely no way. This would have been the game's first goal, and this happens in the first half. There's absolutely no way that Noel Guzman, who had 8 saves in this game, would have ever made that save. But with Lewandowski's movement, it may have made him freeze and hold his position. So it does affect the play. It does affect him positionally, and it was right to overturn that goal through VAR and take it back, because Lewandowski was in an offside position, could have affected his vision as well in goal. So Bayern had thought they had gone up, but they would win the game on a Benjamin Pavard goal. That also was pretty interesting. That came in the 54th minute if you watch the game. 713-780-3776. Very, very close to being offside, but Lewandowski's making a run, trying to get on the end of a cross from Kimmich. Now, the cross is hit perfectly. It's hit in that area where you want to put a goalkeeper in two minds, where he's going, do I go for this? Do I come for it? And there may be that moment of hesitation that's costly. And it may have been a part of this play with Noel Guzman as well. But Lewandowski goes up with him and does not allow Guzman to have a clear punch. And this thing just drops right to the feet of Pavard, and he hits an empty net. What happened was, and this is a criticism of Tigris, but they thought Guzman was going to deal with the cross and punch it away and turn their brains off and didn't go in there looking to pick up a second ball or a rebound. Well, guess what? 2 Bayern players did. One of them was Pavard, and Pavard gets the game-winning goal, and that comes, I believe, in the 59th minute. So that ends up being the game's lone goal, despite the fact that, Bayern outshot Tigris 17-8. So let's look at this from the Tigris perspective. This is a very, very big day for them. And I think it's nothing in my mind but positive, frankly. It's positive. They had to drop deep for large portions of this game. At times they had 5 across the back. And this was very different for them to have to play a team that has this type of a pressing game. All of a sudden Tigris are playing against guys that are getting a yard closer to them, or a half yard closer to them, or another foot and a half closer than them to anybody they've played up to this point, including everybody in Liga MX, including to LAFC, etc. So it's different. And a team that you normally see so comfortable with the ball, Tigris, they look a little bit uncomfortable. It's harder for them to find a rhythm. Their targets upfield are Gignac, who's doing some defending, who doesn't have the breakaway pace. They hit him. He gets the ball. He's got nobody in front of him. And everybody's so tired from defending, it's hard to overlap people. They did not get that from their outside backs in Luis Rodriguez and Jesus Dueñas. They couldn't get forward. Rodriguez did not get past Aquino very much in this game. Dueñas didn't get past Quiñones in this game. Carlos Gonzalez, the Paraguayan center forward, totally wrapped up by Sule and Lucas Hernandez. Had no effect on the game whatsoever. I mean, they had one shot on goal. That said, they fought. They made it tough for Bayern. Now you factor in all the work that they had to do defending too. Without a doubt, they did more defending in this game than they did against anybody all year long. And I mentioned, André-Pierre Gignac kept coming deep into his own half to help defend, and that was problematic. And then the hope and the prayer was always on that singular moments of brilliance, or are we going to get a set piece? Is Gignac going to save us? Could Luis Quiñones break somebody down off the dribble and create something? So it was tough. They couldn't get enough of the ball to really dictate. They had a couple of moments where they got a bit of that. Quiñones tried to make things happen. He made a diagonal one run once in the first half and was almost picked off and found. Alaba was a good shield, along with Kimmich in front of the two center backs, Hernandez and Sule, for Bayern Munich. But it wasn't for lack of trying. Guzman had 8 saves and goal for Tigres. But this was always going to be different. You knew that. That's why this was interesting. That's why the FIFA Club World Cup is interesting. You got the Egyptian African champions, Al Ahly. You got Palmeiras, who's won the Copa Libertadores more times than any Brazilian team. Those two teams played for the third place game. Al Ahly won on penalty kicks. But to see all of a sudden Bayern Munich against a team that they're not used to playing from CONCACAF, to see Tigres measure itself against the best team in the world in Bayern Munich. Phenomenal. And these are experiences that only one team got from the CONCACAF region, and that is Tigres. And they deserve all the props for that. I don't think any question. But this was always going to be different. And they got to leave with their heads held way high. I hope we get some calls from Tigres fans tonight like we did on Tuesday night. 713-780-3776. If only they could have had a little bit more possession, created a little bit more. But at the end of the day, it was a lot about defending for them. And it means they had to play really against their nature. They were more direct. They had less time to make decisions. They really had no counter-attacking game with Gignac and Gonzalez up front because they don't have the pace. The counterattack would have to come through Quiñones, but their starting points were so deep, Quiñones, that it was hard for him to get forward because he was pushed back defending the whole time. All right. I'm going to take a break here. This one's going to be brought to you by Advantage BMW Midtown. 713-780-3776. So here's who else we got on the show tonight. Just want to remind you. ThirdDegree.net, Buzz Carrick, Everything FC Dallas. They just had a transfer of a player for $8 to $9 million to Roma. By the way, you know who owns Roma? Dan Friedkin, a Houstonian. The player's name, Brian Reynolds. If you remember, when Albert Elis went to Boa Vista, well, prior to him going, FC Dallas had a player there right back, Reggie Cannon, who you know. He went. Right away after Reggie Cannon left, they had this ready-made right back to jump into the first team from North Texas, their USL second division team, which is coached by a Houstonian, Eric Quill, played in Major League Soccer. Fantastic coach. This guy jumped right in, and guess what? He's being transferred for $8 to $9 million to Roma. They were talking Juventus at first. Roma came in. A lot of this is based on just off-the-charts athleticism. And, of course, when you look at Alphonso Davies today playing for Bayern Munich and you see that outside back and not only how good he is technically and how he's improved and improved tactically understanding the left-back position, but his just freakish athletic ability, they take a chance on that for $8 to $9 million. Take a break. Advantage BMW brings you this show, as always, helping out John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. I love the drive of a BMW. I got an X5. Did well today in the rain. I wasn't out much. Great customer service. They'll cover you sales, service, finance. Advantage BMW Midtown. They are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Take a break. We'll come back. We got more.
Hi guys, I'm Hector Moreno. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Yeah, so this is Steppenwolf. They had some links to Canada as well. How is this band not in the Hall of Fame? They coined the word heavy metal thunder. John Kay and Steppenwolf. How many commercials have you heard the song Born to Be Wild in? We need a petition right now. John Kay's still alive. Got to put them in the Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's gotten, I don't know. Got to have the right, agent. Hall of Fames in general have gotten a little shady. It's got to be on merit, right? 713-780-3776. Steppenwolf is another Canadian band. You heard... Fred and AJ talking about Canadian bands tonight. I said Corey Hart sunglasses at night. I'm just kidding. Anyway, that was the big 80s. All right, 713-780-3776. Taking a lot of calls on Tigres and Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich today, a 1-0 win over Tigres to win the FIFA World Club World Cup. And they do it in style. It's six trophies now for Hansi Flick since he took over as coach. Of Bayern Munich. That in itself is a story. We'll go to the phone lines now. Let's go to Rodrigo. Rodrigo, what's on your mind?
How are you doing today, Glenn?
This is my buddy Rodrigo de Luna, the great Rodrigo de Luna. How are you, Rodrigo?
We're fine, Glenn. We're fine. Despite this rain, I mean, we're doing okay, man. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's been a good show. We're getting a lot of Bayern calls, and I know you're a big fan of both Tigres and Bayern, so I'm expecting a little from the Tigris point of view of what maybe this means to this region of the world and Tigris as a club in general.
Nah, Sergio, my son, he's a Tigris and Bayern fan. I'm Chelsea and Cruz Azul.
Oh, that's right. You're a BCB, right, bro? You a BCB?
Yeah, it's a dangerous thing to be these days, right?
It's fantastic.
Hey. We are not fantastic, but yeah, right. Glenn, it's quite an amazing story for Tigres, because here's a team that up until when they won the CONCA Champions tournament, these guys hadn't won any international tournaments. They've struggled. They've been there and they've lost three in a row. And the consensus was that Ricardo Ferretti, the guy they call Tuca, who's the coach, wasn't interested in international matches, right? And you know, he just went in the old, you know, back in the 90s and early 2000s when they went to play Copa Libertadores, you know, he just didn't care if they advanced or not. You know, it's just he was more interested in winning the league, right? But here now, Tigres, you don't remember, they lost, they were eliminated by Toronto FC just several years ago, right?
Yep.
And here they are now, they made it, they won the CONCA Champions tournament, which is their first international title, right? Monterrey's Rayados have three or four, I don't remember how many they have, but now Tigres have their first international title, and people believe that, you know, these guys can make it to the final, because they have a very good squad. You know, they've got Andres Pierre Guignac, who's a fantastic striker, you know, out of Marseille. Tigres did a good bit of business buying him, and, you know, we've talked about that.
By the way, Rodrigo, all-time leading goal scorer for Tigres, and it's a squad riddled with a ton of great players, including Carlos Salcedo, who there has been an approach to his agent by the Houston Dynamo, my sources have said. But you got to think that these guys, Rodrigo, with this performance, the valuation of these players has gone up as well.
Yes, exactly. You know, and here's the thing is, because, again, Tigres, again, was always criticized for underperforming in these tournaments. You know, they were criticized heavily for it. Here, you know, they actually got, you know, they got to close out people's mouths, you know. No, they weren't expected to win the tournament because, you know, Bayern Munich is Bayern Munich, and they're more experienced and fast, and Hansi Flick has done a fantastic job of rejuvenating Tigres after Niko Kovac was fired. And we saw how they went undefeated to the Champions League final and won it. They beat PSG. So, I mean, you know, Bayern Munich is Bayern Munich. You know, they're a great squad. You know, and Hansi Flick needs all, he deserves all the credit because he did a good job. You know, he got these players that were, you know, they were unmotivated under Nico. You know, we saw, you know, Mueller not happy there. And, you know, he saw all these problems.
Oh, he rejuvenated Thomas Mueller. There were people saying he was on his way out. He was done as a player. And by the way, I'm so glad you brought up Thomas Mueller today because Thomas Mueller was out due to COVID. He wasn't allowed to play in this game. But you could see how much he was missed today, how much Robert Lewandowski missed the movement, the guile, the unpredictability of Thomas Mueller today. That was so vividly clear to me, and nobody really talked about it.
And you know, here Tigres can claim one more thing. The first CONCACAF side to go to a World Cup of Club Finals. Yeah. You know, I will be honest with you, Glenn, me and you folks, but I enjoyed the old Intercontinental Cups. You know, it's the Libertadores champion versus the Champions League champion. But it's good that they have these tournaments now. You know, unfortunately, they're kind of lopsided because the team from Europe and the team from South America don't enter until the semifinals, which to me is kind of unfair. But, you know, it is what it is. And here, Tigres, they knocked out a great squad, which is Palmeiras. Palmeiras, I mean, they're the Libertadores champion. They knocked out they knocked out Santos in the final. They beat River Plate. It's a good squad, and Tigres played very well.
I'm surprised. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm surprised. You know, that was a magnificent, monstrous win for Tigres to beat a club of that stature, and I don't think people made enough of it. To be honest with you.
No, because people don't understand Libertadores, you know, and I will tell you, and you and me, again, have spoken about this. I prefer Libertadores over Champions League. And I've been to Libertadores finals. I've seen some Libertadores matches. I mean, they're more intense. The fans are more into it. I mean, with exceptions. I mean, I like the early games of the Champions League when the Eastern European clubs play because they're nuts. You know, Serbia, Croatia, mm-hmm. Hungary, Poland, Bulgaria. I mean, with the hooligans doing with the choreography and all that. But for intensity, I mean, and the referees let the games play. In Libertadores, I mean, they don't. Every time someone sneezes, they don't stop with a yellow card. You know, they're more brutal.
Yeah,
they're
it's kind of mano a mano. And by the way, I'm glad you're bringing up Copa Libertadores because I've watched a ton of it on BN and these channels. And if you don't get BN and you don't get Copa Libertadores, you're missing something special. And when there are fans in the building too, it's like a train off the rails. There's a chaotic nature to it. And an almost an element of danger, based on the environments. I mean, it's like going into the cage when they play these games. It's not homogenized and perfect like the Champions League. It's like going into the cage, and the talent is off the charts.
And I remember when Cruz Azul played Libertadores. I mean, they're the first Mexican team to go to a Libertadores final, and you know they eliminated River Plate. Rosario Central, they eliminated, I believe, Botafogo from Brazil. And I remember, man, those games were for me, were nerve-wracking because, I mean, those were fast-paced, they were hard games. And, you know, Cruz Azul lost it. Boca won in Mexico, and Cruz Azul won in La Bombonera in Buenos Aires. And those games were just fantastic to watch. I mean, by the end of the game, man, you were done. And, you know, Tigres went to a final there, and they lost River Plate. And Chivas lost the final also to Internazionale from Porto Alegre. And those games are...
But, Rodrigo, here's the key to Copa Libertadores. And you've said this to me. I've heard Dario Salas say this to me, who's played in Copa Libertadores. The key to Copa Libertadores also is the fact that a Colombian team is made up of Colombians. An Argentine team is made up of Argentines, the majority of the players. Brazilian teams like Santos and Palmeiras made up of Brazilians. So there's this other underlying factor of genuine dislike for each other for differing reasons, pride and the pride of soccer in these countries. And this adds to the just the whole backdrop, the whole makeup of these games, which is just incredible. Some of the settings in the mountains and stuff, it's just off the charts.
And that's the thing is, see, these clubs have histories. You know, Flamengo, Fluminense, Palmeiras, Santos, Corinthians, Boca Juniors. You know, River. The most of those clubs is Independiente. Independiente is one has won the most titles. Yeah, River Plate. You've got Vélez Sarsfield. You've got Universidad Católica de Chile. You've got Atlético Nacional. You've got they have a history. Mexico doesn't have a history because they've only played the Libertadores for only like 5 or 6 years, right? So for Mexico, you know, one thing about Tigres being there, every Mexican fan was a Tigres fan during this time because Mexico doesn't have a history like these other teams have. There's not that rivalry. There's not that history that goes against, and there's a rivalry that's built up over the years. Mexico doesn't have that. So everybody in Mexico was a Tigres fan because they were happy that here's the first CONCACAF side to go to a final, you know. And to Tigres credit, I mean, you know, Manuel Neuer said, oh, Tigres can't keep up with our pace. Wrong. I mean, Tigres did a good job holding and attacking on Bayern. You know, Bayern was just Bayern Munich. But, you know, this was a good show for Tigres. It's good for not only Mexico, it's good 100%. For CONCACAF. It puts pressure on these U.S. teams to take it more seriously, right? The press, I think the press worry more about it than the actual teams do, right? Because that's just what it is. But
Rodrigo,
you know,
consider this. Let me
put pressure on Mexico. On Mexico, the CONCACAF let Mexico go back to play the Libertadores, so these teams can get better and be able to compete with the Bayern Munichs, with the Inter Milans, with the Barcelonas, and the all these other teams that feature well in this European Championship.
So let me interject this. Let me interject this. Number one, for any of the journalists in South America. River, Boca, Santos, Palmeiras, the king of the region right now is guess what? It's Tigres, okay? And nobody's going to take that away from them. Anybody wants to condition this success of them, you're only out there trying to, you know, get a few more hits on your website or you're trying to bring attention to yourself. This is an incredible achievement. It raises the bar. To your point of getting MLS teams more interested in winning this thing, we're getting closer. The gap is closing. We are always late to the game when it comes to being a part of the global trade market, when it comes to players and selling and buying of players. Well, we've been late to competing in this tournament and taking it seriously. I'm not talking about the coaches and players, but upstairs, the big picture.
Yes, that's what I mean.
We have to get serious about this thing and stop getting our asses kicked by Mexican teams week in and week out and saying it's okay.
Mexico was like this years ago. Mexico had no, they didn't know about, they didn't understand Copa Libertadores. The fans didn't understand Copa Libertadores. They were really lackadaisical at first, going over to, they had to go into Venezuela and play Copa Libertadores and the hard way. But again, they were the same way. Mexican teams were the same way. You know, it was the marketing that came out of it through the ownership and the TV rights. But, you know, and the Copa Libertadores made the Mexican teams sort of give them an international profile, and they were better. They got able to compete. But you have to go and take those chances. Now, you know, and I'll tell you, the South American clubs, the South American teams and the press in South America hated it when Cruz Azul went to the final. When Chivas went to a final against Internazionale de Porto Alegre, and when Chivas went to River Plate, these the journalists, and they hated that. They didn't like that a CONCACAF team, who they considered inferior, went to a final and gave these guys and gave these guys, a run for the money. When Cruz Azul won at Boca and they lost in penalties, the South American press would do everything they could to minimize it. And they were saying, well, if a Mexican team wins it, they're not going to play an Intercontinental Cup. Because back then it was still Intercontinental Cup, South American champion versus the European champion. And they hated that. But like you say now, Tigres, a team who for the first time won an international tournament, goes to the final.
Remarkable.
Like Cruz Azul, the first time playing in Copa Libertadores, goes to a final. These are historic steps by CONCACAF teams. The problem is CONCACAF, with all the corruption and their arrogance, have not taken advantage of this history. And so, you know what? Let's make it so all the regional teams, including the Caribbean and the
finish the thought, Rodrigo, because I gotta get the break. Finish the thought.
So yeah, this was a good game and it made history. And hopefully this will bring some good things for the future, for not just for Liga MX, but for MLS and the other leagues in the region.
Perfect way to finish it. Rodrigo de Luna, he's done a lot for soccer in this town. His days at Fiesta, one of the big supporters of the game here, has helped grow it over the years. Rodrigo, thanks very much for calling in tonight. Good stuff.
Thank you very much for your time.
That's Rodrigo de Luna. So we appreciate that. Some good, intense, passionate talk there. Shattered Rolling Stones. We'll take a break. It's brought to you by John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. And they are going to do it focusing on your case. Get the representation you need with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. You might get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle. John and his firm will get you covered. DaspitLaw.com. They are bilingual. They are also sponsors of our sister show up in Austin. Get the podcast of that show at hornfm.com. Different guests up there, different content. We got you covered. Speaking of 24/7 right here on Soccer Matters. We'll take a break. We go to Atlanta. Jason Longshore, the color analyst for Atlanta United on the radio, is going to join me. Always a great guest on this show. He is up next.